Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel. Picking it up on Mem Gimel, on the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down. But we're actually going to take it back to Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis on the bottom of the page. About 5 lines up, because the Gemara flows from there. Do a little quick, because we did this yesterday. Tana Rabbanan. Tchelis en labadika. It says, no way of checking tchelis. We don't know if it was if it's real, authentic or not. Only from an expert. From every person. Is that really true? He would check it. How would he do it? He would bring a loom, sap of fenugreek, galayim. Beep, turn the page, but Mem Gimel it off. Ben Arbaim Yomim, urine from 40 days old. Right, that could be a 40-day-old child. And what would they do? Different pshatim. Vitari lebe gavayu me urta v'atzafra. He would soak the tchelis from the morning to the night. And if it chazuse psula, if the color faded, then we know it's no good. It's not tchelis, it's indigo. Lo if it chazuse ksher, if it didn't, then it's going to be kosher. It's going to be a tchelis. Rav Ada kamei. The Rav Mishnah Rav Vir Amar, Maisi Chamira Arkis Adasari, who would bring hard barley yeast and put the thread in it, Va'afila Begave, and bake it while it's inside it. Ishtani Lamaliusa Kshera. If it would, the color would change for the better, it's going to be fit. Lagriusa Psula, then it's going to be no good. V'sin Manach, Shinoi Sheker, Shinoi Emes. One who changes, the Simon is one who changes his words for the worse. Is looked at as Shaker, Shinoi Emma, someone who changes words for the better, we consider him to be telling the truth. Okay, so we see that there are ways of testing Tcheles for real. So why does the Brisa say that Tcheles is not able to be checked? My Ein La Bedika Nami Tagamer at the Ima, it's talking about the testing, for the purpose of testing. Even if it turns out that it's going to be real Tcheles, there's no way of telling whether or not this dye was used for the sake of a mitzvah as a test, and if you have to buy it from an expert who knows that it's going to be done for the right reasons. Now, story time on this. Mar Mimashke, I say, Mtchelta Bishnei Rav Achai. Mar, who was from a town called Mashki, he brought Tehillos in the times of Rav Achai. And Rashi says, Ma'ar is Hashem Chacham, and Mashki is Hashem Makom. But Kua, but the Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Yehuda, he tested it with how Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda said to do it. That was with those three ingredients to see what was going to happen. And it turned out that it started to fade. See, it must be nephthys. But the Rav Ada, then the second one with the baking it, and it turned out and ended up getting better. Some of the mifsali, so they weren't sure. We went opposite directions. What now? So they were going to say it's going to be no good because the first test didn't go well. It's neither one of them because it failed the first test. It's not tchelis. And then it passed the second test, then it can't be indigo. But it's got to be one of the two. Says Rashi, Daha ifrit chazuse kid Rabbi Yitzchak v'lav kali ilan, Daha ishtan lamusa kid Rabbi Yitzchak. So what do we do over here? What do we do over here? So, kid Rav Avia. Okay, so what we do is, Elish Maminah Shmuasa. No, really, this isn't the machlokas. Rashi says Shmuasa Rav Yitzchak Rav Ada, Ravya, Adadi Itmar. Klomer Bishteim Yachad Betkinim. We use both of them. V'lo Pligi. They're not actually an argument. Let's take a look in the Gemara now. Hecha Debadakna B'Rav Yitzchak B'Rav Yehuda. When we tested in his way, which is the first one, with those three ingredients, and if Lo Ifrit Chazusek Sher, if its color did not fade, okay, it's going to be good. Indigo would fade. If a chazuse, but if it did fade, then it's a suffix. But kin and la, but Rav Ada b'chamira arkasa. We go and we check with Rav Ada in the hard yeast. Yishtanim el yusak share. If it gets better, then it's going to be kashal yusam silver. But then if it goes down, it's going to be no good. Shalchum etan, they said for yourself, Shmos ha-dadi, yitman, yinachinami, they're working together in tandem. Story time. Rabbi Mani Dayik Vizavin Kichome Masniyasa. Rabbi Mani was very careful in Batchis, only according to the chumas that we saw before. Which say that if it's dyed for the purpose of testing, it's going to be no good, and the tchilas has to be bought from an expert. She says, "Dyed for zavim min a mumcha, kichomim asniyosa, nalel de gatani tiim a pesula, kichbay mumcha." Therefore, you need mumcha. Amar leir who saba. This is what people that came before you also did. They're very careful to do that. And their businesses were successful. So, you know, he's giving them, you know, his temple. Someone who buys a talis from the shuk. You want to go and you want to buy it from the shuk. From Yisrael, from a Jew. Then it's cheskas kashas. Then if you buy it, but if you buy it from a guy, then we, it depends. Min a tagar kshir, if you buy from a merchant, it's going to be kasher. Min a head yitzul, from a head, it's going to be pasul. Rashi says, im tagar who kshir, the lomar nafshai, you know, I mean, he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. Vizofen lomi yisrael kshir, he got it from a Jew, therefore it's kasher. Buy it from a regular person, psula. Rashi says, the shema hu tzava v'sholu l'shmona. Rashi says, he died himself, he didn't know l'shmona for no good. The afu b'shema ein adam rashai lim kotalis mizesa lov kachafim ad shiatir tziyosea. Even though we know you're not allowed to sell to a guy until you take off the talis, it sits it. Rashi says, filachir min a tagar yisrael machalo. Even so, we say that it was actually sold by a Targa Yisrael and against the law. My time, what is the reason you can't sell a garment with tzitzis to a guy? Why can't you do that? Rashi says, what's the reason? Hacha tagimu mishum zona. The reason is because of zona. Rashi explains, Dilma havile zona Yisraelis. There's a zona, a Jewish zona, Usvur Yisrael, and think that this guy who has his talis on is a Jew. Remember, back in the day, they wore cloaks, and those cloaks were four-cornered garments. Therefore, that's what we're talking about. Not a guy walking through the streets wearing a talus that we're used to. All right, so he's going to think like he's wearing like this, you know, this whatever the Spanish guys wear. Those, you know, like I can't remember what it was, remember, togas or whatever. Vitivala is going to have a relationship with him, but from Mishum lo seschatim bon is an answer to be with a guy. Lishtachrina Mishum zona ovedes kochavim. It's the opposite. It's a geisha zona. Dilma yayiv la hahu ovi kochavim best nana v'amar ki Yisrael nastali v'asam ichshadei. Maybe a guy is going to give it to her for payment, you know, because it's like a nice shirt, coat, whatever, cloak. And she's going to say, Yisrael gave him, they're going to come suspect him to with his owner. No, maybe what's going to happen is, he's going to go and a Jew's going to see a guy wearing it thinking he's a Jew and go along with him thinking that it's okay, it's safe, and he's going to be in danger. As she says, Yisrael, who again, he's going to go and he's going to kill him. Ehuda Ramit Chilta Leparzuma De Inish Beisei. He would go ahead and he would put it. Rashi says, Matel Tzitzis Lebegis Meskas. Well, you put Tzitzis on his wife's cloak. Mavarach Kol Safel Lesatis Betzitzis. Every day you make the bracha of Lesatis Betzitzis. Rashi says, Va'od Osa Dovar Zeh. Different thing that he did. Because you Mesatis Betalisa, when you put on his talis, B'chol Boker, Boker, Ha'y Mavarach, you make the bracha on it every day. Lesatis Betzitzis. Midrami Kasavar mitzvah haseishas man gramahu. Mitzvah haseishas man gramahu. From the fact that he would go ahead and do this, he'd put tzitzis on his wife's thing, must be holds. This is not a mitzvah haseishas man gramahu. She says, midrami tchilta, when he put the tzitzis, l'ksosishto kasavar nashim chayavas, but must be saying the women are chayavin. Alma kasavar mitzvah haseishas man gramahu. He, it's not a mitzvah haseishas that's time bound. If it was my grandma, the women should be putter for it, so they wouldn't be doing it in the first place. Amay mevar kol safer tzafer. Why would we make a bracha every day then? Right? It's a manavshach scenario. If it says mitzvah haseishas my grandma, so then don't put on your wife's thing. And if it's not, why would you make a bracha every day? Once you make the bracha, the mitzvah never stops. You should keep going. Right? Rashi says elapar mishon because it's not because it's chadasha have a little varch. It's like one long day because night doesn't stop it. Kid Rabbi, he holds like Rabbi. The time of the Tanabai said, Tfilin Kosman Shaminichim Mavarchalim. Tfilin, every single time you put it on, you make a bracha on it. Right, the entire day is a mitzvah for tfilin, but when you take it off and put it back on, you make the bracha again. Even though you seemingly shouldn't have to, but you do. Divrei Rabbi. Ihachi kol shaitanami. That's true. Then every time he puts on the talis, he's doing it. Why sing only in the morning? Who the he's a very tzenua person. V'lo sharele leglime kol yom. He didn't take it off his clothing the entire day. Rashi says ela b'layla except for a night. V'hilkach lo mavarch ela b'tzafra. V'lo lom k'rabbi. He would put on again the next day. And like Rabbi says with talis. Umay shlo mitzafra. Kimishane miksus layla leksus yom. Why specific in the morning? Right. He saw. He should have put it on. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Umayish tamitzafer liverich kashu omei dumasatei ba B'ashmuras kodem ayom. Like you said, even when he would wake up early in the morning, he said, but why only when the morning hit? He got up early, he should make the bracha right away. Kimishane miksusa laili luksus yom. When he would switch from his morning garment to his night garment, that's when he would go ahead and he would make the bracha on it. The Rush says, so why only in the morning when he should put on the night one also? He says the night one he wore all the time, day and night, and the day one he would put on top of it. Tana Rabban, and a kol chayav mitzitzis. Someone who's chayav in tzitzis. Kohanim levim v'yisraelim gerim nasham avadim. Rav Shimon potim v'nasham sevun v'patim. Mipnei shem mitzitzis shizman grama. V'chol mitzitzis shizman grama nasham v'turas. Amar ma'a kol chayav mitzitzis. Kohanim levim v'yisraelim. Pshita, obviously, kohanim, why wouldn't they be? Di kohanim levim v'yisraelim p'tirei. Ma'an l'chayav, and who's going to be chayav? No, kohanim mitzuchele. We need it specifically for the kohanim. Kesakatatachmina. I would have thought. Holuk siv, since the pasuk says by tzitzis, lo silba shatni. Do not wear shatnez. Don't wear these things together. Gedilim ta'asalach. You shall make yourself gedilim on the corners of your garment. And we put this right next to this. These two things are connected to shatnez. Mandalo istrei kilayim legabe b'levisha. Who is someone who's not allowed to wear kilayim? That guy is going to be chayv in tzitzis. But when it comes to the kohanim, who they are, the whole v'ishtane kilay istrei kilayim legabayu lo lechayvai. Lo lechayvu. The Lublener strikes again. This week's parasha. Since it's mutter for them to wear shatnez, therefore there wouldn't be chayv in tzitzis. They're also going to be chayef. Why? Even though they're allowed during the avoda, allowed to wear the shanis, but you done avoda lo ishtri. But when it's not the time of the avoda, they're not allowed. They're not much for the more shanis. They're for the chayef that's of tzitzis. Rabbishim and potter benashim. Rabbishim and potter are women. In my time, Rabbishim, what's the reason? The Tanya, you learn to buy so reisam also pratach suslaiz lam. You shall see them. This is excluding night garments. So you see, it's mitzvah shishvan kama. Atam or pratach suslaiz lam. Who says that's what you're excluding? In relo pratach susuma. Including ksuma, the clothing of a blind person, but then when it says, and the pasuk says, that with which you cover yourself, pasuk says, "Gedilim tasalach al arba kanfos ksusa asher techasaba." That implies that any garment that's used to clothe a person is going to be included in this mitzvah. Harik susuma amar, that's already included over here. Ha amani merkayim urisamaso, what is merisamaso? Pasuk ksusla, that's excluding a night garment. Why? Who says that you're coming to include a ksusuma and you're excluding ksuslaila? Maybe flip it. No, I'm including that of a blind person because that's seen by other people. That's not seen by other people. Therefore, Yisam Maso is talking about ksuslaila, and the other things are not going to be chayav in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, it's mitzvah seishes man grama. And therefore, women are pater. However, you know that those arguments say women are chayv. The Rabbanon, the other opinion, beep, turn the page. Mem gimel omed beis. Hi, asher techaseba. My avdile. What do you do with the pasuk that says asher techaseba? Oh, they're not including a blind. They don't need this pasuk to include a blind person's clothing. Because since they were chayv, even at night, cloth of there, which no one can see. Obviously, a blind person will at least somebody's able to see. As Rashi comes along and he explains for us, and that is, L'rabbis kusuma lo yitzuchid ha'ashto ma'ksus layla mechayev kosher king kusuma d'yishtamir iya yitzel cherem. B'yibayi leil t'etanya, they need it for the following b'yisa, al arba kanfos kususcha. The pasuk says that g'dilin tasuch lach, you have to be on the four corners of your garment, which with asher t'chasav, you cover yourself. Arba velo shalosh. Four and not three. Rashi says, "V'lo gimel the talis b'ilas gimel p'tura." That's going to be pater if you have, you know, only a triangle tzitzis over there, only four corners. Atom arba v'lo shalosh. Is that what you come to say? Oh, you know, ela arba v'lo chamesh. Maybe arba na chamesh. Kishuomer asher techasaba. When it says you cover yourself with, implies that any garment used to clothe a person is included in this mitzvah. Harba is chamesh amr. That's included over there. Ma'ani mekayim al arba. So what do I do with the idea of the word Arba v'lo shalosh, four and over three. Who says? Maybe flip the other way. Maris l'arba's b'alas chamash shalatzei b'alas shalosh. Who says that you're going to be chayiv in five and putter in three? Maybe the opposite. Marba ni b'alas chamash yesh b'chal chamash arba, because included in five is four. Mo'tzei ni b'alas shalosh ain b'chal shalosh arba, because you don't have in three four. Therefore, that's what it's coming to tell you over there. That's shir t'chasaba. V'rab Shimon, who uses the shir t'chasaba to include a blind person's baghead, me'asher nafka. He learns out the chiyav of a five-corner garment from the word asher. We're going to share. Rashi says, Rivuya, that's an extra word over there. Rabbanan Asher lo mashmal. He says, no, that's not, don't look at it like it's extra. It's not mashmal. Rabbanan, hi, Reisam Asamai Abdulay. What did the Rabbanan do with the word Reisam? So you shall see it. Right? They don't explain to say that some, it's excluding somebody can't be seen because they're going to be chayav a night thing. And then also a blind person, obviously. Because that is seen by people. You need it for the following brisa. You shall see and you shall remember. Remember what? Kol mitzvah Hashem. Oh, Hashem. Re'ei mitzvah zu. Uzuchor mitzvah acheres atluyavo. See this thing and remember another mitzvah that's connected to it. Re'ei zu zu. What is that talking about? What that's connected to tzitzis? Zu kriya shema. This is talking about the mitzvah of kriya shema. Rashi says, the kishitakir minayin so tzitzis kriya shema. I mean, it says all the mitzvahs of Hashem can be understood is referring to that of shema, because shema has believing Hashem, which is the foundation of all mitzvos. Wow. Tonight we learned in a Mishnah. Mishnah brachos. Maybe say Karnes Shema b'Shachos. When do you start to say Shema in the morning time? Shiyakir ben Tchelus and Lavan. When you see the difference between Tchelus and Lavan, so you shall see it. Remember that Uzchartem is coming to teach us this dinner of Tanya Dach, and we have and it was taught in another by Sir Isam Aso Uzchartem. Rei mitzvah zu, uzchar mitzvah cheres asmuchah. See this, remember another one is connected. Vei zu, what's that? So mitzvahs kilayim. This is the mitzvah of shatnes. Dechsev lo silbo shatnes sema pishtam, yachtav gedilam ta'as alach. And therefore, right, we see over here, you're allowed to do shatnes in this instance. Tanya Yidach, another person says, Rei sema sozchar mitzvah kumas Hashem. Once a person becomes chayav in this mitzvah, he's become chayav in all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Rashi says, "Shehir ayom nischay b'chol mitzvahs." The real mitzvahs nagas b'yom. Rabbi Shimon, most of the mitzvahs are in the day. And Rabbi Shimon, the lashna china, kevin shischayav adam shegiya l'chol mitzvahs. I know you'd give moshana nischay b'chol mitzvahs. Once a person's chayav and he gets klal mitzvahs, which is 13 years old, is chayav in all of the mitzvos. Rabbi Shimon, who, and this is Rabbi Shimon, he, like the Rashi says, the Amar mitzvah seisha azman gromehi. He says that the mitzvah, this is a, tzitzis mitzvah seisha grama, only applies during the day. Once it becomes the day, mitzvah tzitzis is now applicable, all the other mitzvahs of the Torah are now on. Says Rashi, the Rabbi Shimon, he the potter for Nashim, the Rabbanon, how you can Nashim chayovas ba'op turas mikam mitzvahs, the potter for many mitzvahs. Tanya yidach another brisa. We some so schat must come to Hashem. Shkula mitzvah zu keneged kol mitzvahs kula. This mitzvah is compared to all the mitzvahs. Rashi midrach sevas kol mitzvahs. Vod the tzitzis begematria tough race. Veheik sharim vechaz chutin heritayak. The gematria of tzitzis is 600. Tzadi is 90. Yud is 10. That's 100. Tzadi yud is another 100. Tuf is 400. That's 600. There's 5 knots. That's 605. And 8 strings. That's 613. V'tani dachu yisam sozach tava sisem. And you see mitzvim ve'iya mevi'al adei zechira. Remember, seeing it brings a person to actually remember the mitzvah. Zechira mevi'al adei ma'aseh, and remembering brings a person to go to do. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai comes and he says, Kol hazar is a mitzvah zu. If someone is careful with this mitzvah, then zocher u'mekabel p'nei shechina. They are going to merit to see the divine presence, the countenance of my presence. Ksiv hacharisa mazov, and you shall see it. Says Rashi, just like that's a Shechina, so too here is the Shechina as well. Same Lashon over there, Risim Oso. And there it says, Vasam es Hashem alkecha tira v'oso tavod. So therefore you can resolve it to the
Tanu Rabbanan, Chavivin Yisrael, Shesivron HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvos. How beloved the Jewish people that Hashem surrounded them with the mitzvos. Tefillin b'roshein, tefillin b'zoroshein, v'tzitzis b'bigdein, mezuzah l'pischein, v'alein amar David. Sheva bayom iloticha mishpatei tzidkecha. 7 times a day, I praise you for your righteous ordinances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surround us with mitzvahs, tefillin on our head and on our arms, sitzus on our clothing, mezuzah on our, and just wait. David HaMelech said like this, at 7 times, I praise you for your righteous ordinances. He's talking about the 7 mitzvahs that he's surrounded by. 2 tefillin on the head, two tefillin, 1 head, 1 on the arm. The 4 tzitzis, that's 6, and the mezuzah, that's 7. Zay gezok the Rashi. Tzvon zeruos mezuzah harei 2. Rabbis mezuzah harei 7. Ubeishah shenichnas David the beis hamerchatz. When you go into the merchatz in the bathhouse, v'ra atzma omid arum. He saw himself standing there naked. Amar oili she'amod arum below mitzvah. Woe is to me that I'm there without. I don't have any mitzvos. Bekevan. Therefore, he felt better. After he left, he would say, Shira, he sang for the Shinem Lamatzeach, Ala Shminis Mizmor Le David. That's the Lamatzeach, for the conductor on the Shminis, on the 8th. Al Mila, Shinitna Vishmini. Talking about Mila that was given on the 8th day. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Koshi Shot Film Bureau, Shot Film Bureau, Vitzibig Dom, Zizibi Pisco, Hakol Kizuk, Abichizuk Shalu Yachta. It's Chizuk that he's not going to end up doing a sin. Rashi says, Mikol, Vichol Romeid Becheska, Lo Yachta. Shinamer, Vichutam Shul Shal Mary Nokke, the 3-ply cord is not easily severed. Tfilin, Tzitzis, and Mezuzah. Right? That's like a 3-pronged court, and therefore it's highly unlikely the person is going to do it on theirs. And the Malach of Hashem encamps around the reverent ones, and he rescues them. What does that mean? That means, says Rashi, Ha'osa mitzvah v'yachaltzeim mechet, as mechet ha-tzadikim. As he surrounds God-fearing individuals born in mitzvahs and rescue them from doing averus. What's the difference between tchelis and all the different types of dyes? Why is that the thing that was chosen? She says, that he wanted this particular mitzvah to be done with tchelis. The tchelis is the color, looks like the yam. She says, miracles are done to Yisrael. V'yam dome l'rikia. The yam is similar to the color of the rikia of the sky. Rikia l'kisei kavod. And Rashi says that is mikoach atchilas maskei. Oh, let's keep going. Let's move to the kisei. Kavod shenemer v'tachas raglov k'masei livnas asapir uket samashvayim latar. The pasuk says a few weeks ago in the parasha, and under his feet was like sapphire brickwork and like the essence of the heaven in purity. And so the sky looks like that. Uksiv k'mar even sapir demus kisei. Like the appearance of the sapphire stone is a likeness of the throne of a kisei HaKavod. So Hashem's kisei HaKavod is similar to a sapphire. So when somebody sees the tchelas, he's reminded of somebody, the one who sits on top of that. Says Rashi, or Rekia le-kisei HaKavod, Mikoch ha-tchelas maskei yoshev ha-kisei. Someone remembers those, the one who's sitting there, Hashem. Ve'od nol yisrael she-kiso aleihem, she-remer v'tachas raglov, da-haynu Rekia, u-ksiv sapir, I mean Rashi, still u-kisei ksiv sapir, alma Rekia, ke-be... And we see that. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rameir Omer. Rameir said, Gadol Ansho Shalav and Yosem Elchus of Tchelis. The punishment for not doing the mitzvah of white threads is greater for that than not doing that of Tchelis, because the white ones are there. Everyone can go and get them. It's easy to go and to get that kind of stuff. And Tchelis is hard to be able to go to come about and be able to get. Rashi says, Lemi Sheino Matzil Tzitzis at Tchelis. Moshel Mad Ovid Domer, what's that similar to? Lamelech Basav Adam Shamer L'Shnei Avadav. You have a melech who goes and says to his 2 servants, Le'echad Amar Havili L'Chosem Shaltit, bring me a clay seal. It's easy to go get a clay seal. It's readily available. Le'echad Amar Havili L'Chosem Shaltit, bring me a gold seal. Rashi says, Hayu Osem L'Behema U'Le'eved K'Shekonu Osol L'Shem Simen Avdus. They know that's for Avdus. Both of them are negligent. They didn't go and bring that which the king asked to bring. Who's one's more punished? The one who could have brought that iftik, because it's right there. You could have got it. Rashi says, Shamatzehu v'lo hevi and shomeruba is going to have a greater punishment. Let's see, to get white, there's tchelis. So
can be big and punished if someone doesn't do that. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Hoy Rami Meir Omer, Chayav on the Lebrach Meir Brachos B'Chayav Omer says make Meir Brachos 7, 800 Brachos every day. Shem Avatoy Shom Hashem Elokecha Shalom Meimach. Rashi says Hashem Elokecha V'Kari Bei Meya. Ma is Meya. It's a hondi. One hondi. Hondi. V'Rav Chia B'Reid Rav Avya B'Shabbos B'Yom Etova B'Shabbos Yom Tov Toruch U'Memal Ne'Elohu B'Spar. This par mikayu magde. He would be careful to get his 100 brachas, right? Because over spices and different foods. Rashi says, "Tarchel me brachas." But talking magadim, as par maki, but samim magadim minim godim she teunin bracha. Different things, different fragrant smelling things. So you can get to 100 brachas. Time went to the brisa. Harbi meir omer chayav adam mevarch shalosh brachas b'chayom persons make 3 brachas every day. Elohein shalasani Yisrael. That Hashem, that you made me into a Jew. We say now, Shaloh Asani Goy. That's the way we say that. So it's that the fact that, wow, you gave me this mission, Hashem gave to Yidden. And Shaloh Asani Isha, you didn't make me into a woman. Shaloh Asani Bor, you didn't make me into an Am Haaretz.
Rabacha Bar Yaakov Shami Lebre David Kamavar Shaloh Asani Bor. You heard him say the Bacha Shaloh Asani Bor. Amalei, he said, Kule, hi Nami. You should say such a thing. A boar is chayv and mitzvos, just like your chayv and mitzvos. Amar lei, right? This is like the Rashi that the mishabachas nafshach deincha am aretz. You bring mishabach yourself like that. Lashon chino kulei nami bishlam ovikachav and biisha hovelo bnei mitzvah inu shapar rechus of a boar bar mitzvos. This is someone who's chayv. Amar lei, so I say back to him ve'elam I'm vorch. What should I say? Shalos ani eved. He said you say you didn't make me a slave. Because Eved Kenani is not chayiv in the same mitzvah as someone who's free. Hainu Isha, but he said that's the same bracha as a woman. So why should you say the same thing? Eved, beep, turn the page. Zil Tfei is inferior than that of a woman, right? Memdal Melal. Beis Yosef explains that a Kenani, Eved Kenani, are suspected of stealing and they have no yichus and they can't marry into the Jewish community as opposed to Yidden, a woman who can. Therefore, you have a different bracha for them. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.